you could envisage yourself. Remember back in, I think it was late November and early December, they had spoken about potentially playing the McKenna Cup this side of Christmas once the Axel Sigurdsson was fixed. They thought about playing it at, in the December, in the early December side of Christmas, I suppose, to avoid the clash. Sigurdsson had already been fixed, and that was brought forward also. But I suppose once that wasn't done, I remember saying at the time in early December that this was just going to be a collision course for it to happen. But I suppose it doesn't. You don't really. Nobody pays attention or picks up until the time of it happening. You know, and this week it's happening, and it turns out to be a mess and a shambles. And
and it's not just Donegal. I know Paddy Talley's very disappointed and very anxious about it in Down, and Mickey Hart likewise in Tyrone. And why was it not played? Was it the counties couldn't agree, or the council couldn't agree, or?
Couldn't tell you, Tom. We were the players that played the game. We get told, we get management involved. We get told last time. So I don't know what the motives or the reasons is, but we don't be number one. You don't be asked your input on it. And number two, you don't really be given the you don't be given the results of it the same as everybody else. You just hear it on the radio and you hear it in the news just as everyone else does. And that's the way it is.
Maybe they should consult with you more, and they might come up with wiser decisions.
might even be worse, but sure, as I say, it couldn't be much worse than the way it is today. Yeah, but listen, there's going to be football this weekend, and that's the main thing.
And you feel Donegal are going to have to, because Declan was actually saying last night that he actually hasn't, he won't have 15 players, so it's a hard conundrum to solve.
It has without a doubt. It's just definitely messy, and it doesn't make any sense. And I suppose, I mean, if it's going to be the case again next year, and what it is, it's just really hard to see the future of these competitions running side by side, you know.
Like the Sigurdsson is a long-held competition. I know the Dr. McKenna Cup is as well, but it's a premier competition. You won it yourself with DCU, so it has to get someplace in the calendar, hasn't it?
I mean, they all do, but they don't need to all play it at the one time. I think the McKenna Cup serves its very, very good purpose too. It's a great competition for when it was run, and you always enjoy getting out. People enjoy getting out after Christmas to watch any football. I'm sure any of the Donegal fans that have been at the two games so far would love getting back out after Christmas and getting a thirst for football again. It's brilliant, but it's just, I suppose, when the two of them run together and when they actually clash on the same day, like it tends to make you don't need me to say it, it just tends to make no sense whatsoever. But listen, it is what it is. We are you would like to think, you know, when you make fixtures you tend to try and keep them off separate days, but I suppose that maybe they overlooked it on this occasion, and maybe next year they might be able to come up with some better formula. But it is where it is. It seems to be where we're at the moment, so we just have to suck it up and get on with it as best we can.
Are you disappointed with Ulster Council's decision not to postpone the two semi-finals?
It's hard to know. It's obviously they're in this situation. I think I'm more disappointed the fact that they didn't foresee it, I suppose, occurring, and months ago. It's very difficult, I suppose, once you're actually in the situation. There's only a couple of days to go to the game. It's probably difficult to maybe make alternative arrangements. But I suppose just you're probably looking at maybe a wee bit of foresight and visit that this was going to be the case, a number of months back,